Think about the following sentence. A highly successful business executive chooses his employees carefully. How do you like that "his" in "his employees"? In some ways, you could say it seems fair. After all, men often dominate the highest rungs in the business world. But at the same time, that sentence crosses a line. It implies that a highly successful business executive is necessarily male, as if that's the natural order of things. And when you consider how many women work hard to achieve success in business, you realize that excluding them altogether just isn't cool. This, in a nutshell, is what people mean when they talk about sexist pronoun use. When a pronoun excludes one gender from something where they really should be represented, or when that same pronoun accidentally reveals the writer's or speaker's prejudices. These difficult situations are unique to modern writers. Not long ago, no one seemed to mind if you referred to any hypothetical successful person as he, or to anyone who cleans the house as she. So because concerns like this are relatively new, as a society, we haven't quite worked out a way to avoid sexist language. But there are some strategies you can employ to navigate these treacherous waters. The most precise way to represent both sexes is to mention both sexes. So when you're talking about a hypothetical person who could be male or female, you can say he or she. Every visitor should make sure he or she parks on the second level. That's nice and safe, but depending on the passage you're writing, it can make a mess really fast. As in, every visitor should make sure he or she leaves his or her car keys at the kiosk closest to his or her parking space before he or she goes to his or her desk. You'd be hard-pressed to find anyone, from teachers to editors to equal rights activists, who considers that a good sentence. In some cases, you can get rid of gender-specific terms. For example, you can change "everyone should consider his or her options" to "everyone should consider all the options." That's the solution that I see most in professional writing and editing. The professionals in those fields just rewrite the sentence in such a way that you don't need gender-specific pronouns or adjectives. But that's not always an option. Another solution is to use the feminine pronouns she and her in cases where the male pronouns would come off as sexist. The successful business executive of today chooses her employees carefully. Depending on how you look at it, that can be like a form of overcompensation or a gesture of goodwill. And it's hard to know which way your reader will interpret it. Yet another solution is to use whichever gender your hypothetical person is most likely to be. So if you're talking about a hypothetical football fan, you'd use the masculine singular pronouns, he, him, and his. But if you're talking about a hypothetical yoga student, you'd use the feminine equivalents, she, her, and hers. That seems like a reasonable solution. In fact, that's what I often do. But you just can't be sure that your reader won't find these overgeneralizations kind of offensive. Lately, it seems the most common solution is to use plural pronouns, they, them, and their. Using these, you'd say, a highly successful business executive chooses their employees carefully. This solution is gaining a lot of acceptance. Even dictionaries are allowing these traditionally plural pronouns to stand in for a singular person when the person in question is one whose sex you just can't know. The problem with this solution is that a lot of people don't know it's okay. They think that they, them, and their can only refer to plural things. So these people will think you made a grammar mistake anytime you use they, them, or their to refer to a single hypothetical person. So what should you do? Well, there's no one right answer. But picking the best solution for any situation starts by being aware of the dangers of sexist language. It's also important to know your reader. If you're writing a paper for a women's studies class, you might be wise to avoid referring to the hypothetical business executive as necessarily male. On the other hand, if you're writing a paper for a teacher who's an old school grammar stickler, you might want to avoid using they and them as a singular pronoun. When you can, of course, reword your sentences so that you don't need to use any pronoun at all. But when you can't do that, You have to choose whether you want to use he or she every time, or pick just one sex and use the corresponding pronoun throughout, or look for logical ways to alternate between the sexes, or just use plural pronouns like they. It can be a tough call, but if you make this call with care, there's a good chance your reader will pick up on that and give you the benefit of the doubt.